Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 64, Spaceship Earth 2. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to Memory 64 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I know they say it's spring, but it sure doesn't feel like it to me. These warm days make me think fondly of wandering around Walt Disney World on a warm summer vacation. I'd much rather actually be there, but since I can't right now, it seems like a good time for another Walt Disney World memory. And today is a revisit of an all-time great one. Today, we're going back to Spaceship Earth, and today's request is a special one, as it's our first voicemail.
Hi, this is Jeff from New Jersey. Love your podcast. It adds a little magic to the day and sparks some good memories. I have a request, and maybe you've done it already. If so, just on your show, mention which episode. I want to hear the latest incarnation of Spaceship Earth, the latest and greatest. I think a lot of the sites have the prior period with Walter Cronkite, etc. I'm looking for the latest one. So if you have that, that would be great. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff, for calling in and using our voicemail line to make your request. It's great to hear your voices since you all always get to hear mine. Jeff, when you first called that voicemail in August of 2010... I hadn't yet gone on the latest version, but just the next month after that, I was able to ride that latest version with Dame Judi Dench. Since I've already done the previous version, see Memory 3, with Jeremy Irons, it's only fair that I revisit this attraction for the new version. And for all those who've asked if I have the original Walter Cronkite version, sadly, I don't believe I have enough to make it worth it. Remember, I only use audio that I've recorded in the parks. None of my stuff is source audio, and because I've only started recording since 1998, that's going to leave me without some of those classic attractions that are now gone. As always, I tossed the idea of this next attraction out onto Twitter, Google+, and Facebook, and got the following cool responses from you, the listeners. On Google+, Mark wrote, "I have two favorite memories, the futuristic city model at the top of the ride." Was that the concept of Epcot? I don't think it actually was, Mark. It was something else. The awesome concept display after the ride, i.e. the lean machine. And Timothy wrote, "Having done this ride a few times over the years, we decided to select a different language than English to enjoy the ride. Picking one that you don't have any background in and listen to it and see if you can make out what is being discussed. Kind of fun if you like pushing yourself a little bit." Funny you should say that, Timothy. Listen to the audio. And on Facebook, Allison wrote, "We love this, especially the starry sky. Awesome." And Chris wrote, "Love the soundtrack. Use it to fall asleep almost every night." And Dan wrote, "Wow, I have so many memories of this attraction, from the first narration to the current one. I would love to hear this one. Go for it." As I believe I've stated before, I love Jeremy Irons, and I'm not such a fan of the Dame Judi Dench. The new AAs are amazing, but I just don't like the Return to Earth either. But all that is neither here nor there. Today we're going to relive a memory that, well, let's just say it's not one of my prouder daddy moments. In September of 2010, my family has just arrived at Epcot. In fact, you can hear most of the ride over on the monorail in memory 62 Walt Disney World monorails. We've entered the park, and in just the short walk from the monorail to Spaceship Earth, Susie has fallen asleep. I figured that she probably would transfer to my shoulder and sleep through the dark attraction, but sadly I was mistaken, as you'll hear. Don't worry, she settles down and rested quietly on my shoulder, but in hindsight, you know, it's always 20/20. Yeah, we probably should have probably done something else. Anyways, we'll join the memory as we're walking up into Spaceship Earth. We'll wake Susie up and head inside for a ride through the attraction. I'll stay with the memory for a few minutes after we get off the ride, as we wander around the area after the attraction, and you'll get to hear my sister, my dad, Tracy, and I discussing the attraction and all the new displays you can see. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we climb aboard our Spaceship Earth.
Stroller parkings or camera center or whatever. What? Who are you talking to and what's going on?
I said you have to reach out. The number of people was correct.
Meaning there's nobody here.
There's not very many.
Yeah, but I got to park the stroller. Here, lay down. It's okay. Just relax. What do you want to do? You want to stay like that? Just put your head down. Put your head down. Just lay down. And put your head on my shoulder. It's okay. Stay on my side. Switch fast if you can. It's different. Yeah.
Spaceship Earth Control. On behalf of Siemens, welcome aboard. On the map in front of you, please show us where you're from while we input your time travel coordinates. Locate the monitor overhead to the right. Make sure your face is clearly visible and wait for the flash. Good. Sending photo to the future. All systems are go. Linking you now to your guide.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time. And for a brief moment, we have been among its passengers. But where are we going? And what kind of future will we discover there? Surprisingly, the answers lie in our past. Since the dawn of recorded history, we've been inventing the future one step at a time. So let's travel back in time together. I'll show you how our ancestors created the world we know today. And then it will be your turn to create the world of tomorrow. Here, in this hostile world, is where our story begins. We are alone, struggling to survive, until we learn to communicate with one another. Now we can hunt as a team and survive together. It takes 15,000 years to come up with the next bright idea, recording our knowledge on cave walls. There was only one small problem. When we moved, the recorded knowledge stayed behind. Now let's move ahead to ancient Egypt, because something is about to happen here that will change the future forever. This unknown Egyptian pounding reeds flat is inventing papyrus, a sort of paper. Papyrus, in turn, creates better record keeping, plans, designs, and unfortunately, country. But it also brings with it the dawn of great civilization.
Momentarily delayed.
this point, each civilization has its own form of writing, which none of the others can understand. But the Phoenicians, who trade with all of them, have a solution. They create a simple common alphabet, adaptable to most languages. Remember how easy it was to learn your ABCs? Thank the Phoenicians. They invented them. The ancient Greeks were great inventors of the future. First, they established public schools, and then began teaching an intriguing new subject called mathematics. And with math comes mechanical technology and the birth of the high-tech life we enjoy today. Alexandria in Egypt is burned. Much of our learning is destroyed, lost forever. Or so we think. It turns out there are copies of some of these books in the libraries of the Middle East, being watched over by Arab and Jewish scholars. Call it the first backup system. The books are saved, and with them our dreams of the future. Monks toil endlessly recording books by hand. But that is about to change. In 1450, Gutenberg invents the movable type printing press. Now knowledge can travel as fast as these new books, and travel they do. Books make it easier to invent the future in every field, and the result is an incredible explosion of innovation we call the Renaissance. Technology races headlong into the future, and soon people all over the world are sharing life's most important moments faster than ever before. By now, we're all communicating from anywhere on Earth. And in 1969, from somewhere else.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
To send a man to the moon, we had to invent a new language, spoken not by man, but by computers. At first, very large, very expensive computers, but we see the potential. What if everyone could have one of these amazing machines in their own house? There's just one problem. They're as big as a house. The solution comes in, of all places, a garage in California. Young people with a passion for shaping the future put the power of the computer in everyone's hands. Together, we form a super network that glows with billions of interactions. And once again, we stand on the brink of a new renaissance. After 30,000 years of time travel, here we are, a truly global community, poised to shape the future of this, our spaceship Earth.
Attention, you are now rotating backward for your return to Earth. Please remain seated, time travelers.
Attention, travelers. Please remain seated.
For the first time in history, all of us can have a say about the kind of world we want to live in. The choices we have made for the past 30,000 years have been inventing the future one day at a time. And now, it's your turn. Let's have some fun creating the future, shall we? On your computer screen, answer a few questions for us. Then we'll show you a new world. Custom made just for you. Ready? Well done. Now, along with your answers, let's add in some amazing new technology that we happen to know about. And now I believe your future is just about ready. Let's take a look, shall we?
Welcome to the future. Or should I say, your future. Here in the future, your home in the country will be a smart home that automatically knows what you want. Almost as soon as you do. Need something for a special occasion? Your closet comes equipped with a computerized personal shopper that helps you purchase a custom-made outfit, even if it's for today. Now that's a smart look. Your smart home has everything organized to help you start your day. The world will literally be at your fingertips, because your home's information network can bring you your daily news almost anywhere. And since you don't enjoy cleaning, robotic housekeepers will help you with your daily chores. Your smart home will know when it's time for you to leave and make sure you're dressed for success in your custom manufactured clothes. Of course, your smart home has already sent for your automated car, which takes you where you want to go, while you relax and enjoy a beautiful view of the future. The end, or should I say the beginning, of your future.
So here's to the next 30,000 years on Spaceship Earth. While no one knows for sure what we'll see or do, I do know it will be quite an adventure. An adventure that we'll take and make together. See you in the future.
Welcome back, time travelers. Now Siemens invites you to visit Project Tomorrow, an exciting world of new ideas and innovations made possible by Siemens Ingenuity. Your vehicle doors will open automatically. Please keep your hands away from the doors and step carefully onto the moving platform.
Big and scary. That wasn't a big and scary choo-choo train. I'm looking to see if they pop us up on these other screens. Well, we just popped here, so I was just kind of watching. All right. I think you can send your picture. Yeah, I don't see it. Really want to do that again.
I loved it. I thought that last part was so cool. And I listened so much better because I was trying to... We did it in Spanish. So I listened, actually, to what they're saying.
You missed it all, then.
You didn't. He understood it.
Do you want to come see some of this stuff? You may enjoy this, Mina. surgery, remove different body parts and stuff like that. You want to just go sit down, maybe? What would you like me to do? You want me to go get the stroller and bring it back here? Should we go find the stroller?
If we're going to hang out
Do we want to just keep going?
Yeah, we can. Okay.
You like the changes?
Huh?
You like the changes? Well, let's keep going. We can get back to Voices of Liberty. We're going to have to move a little bit, but...
Okay, so now go back to memory three and tell me who you think you like to hear better. You've already heard my vote, but I'd like to hear from you. But I do thank you, Jeff, for calling in with your request. It is appreciated. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM0 and leave your request or feedback that way, just like Jeff did. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help us move up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, or Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button, where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support our show. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think?